Keith Peters reporting. Waving signs reading, New York is Trump country. Supporters of former President Donald Trump are gathered in the South Bronx for a rally supporting the 45th president. Christian Russell is video producer for the Mike Gallagher Show on the Salem Radio Network. He's at the rally right now and says the crowd is fired up.
I would just say the word energy. Everyone is energized. Everyone is excited. I was born and raised in the Bronx, and I never thought that a Republican candidate would be able to have such a draw for an audience like Trump has here today.
Tonight's rally in the South Bronx is Donald Trump's first major campaign event in New York City since his first campaign in 2016. The police officer in Kentucky who arrested a top-ranked golfer is facing corrective action for not recording the incident.
Louisville Police Chief Jacqueline Gwynn Villarroel says there isn't video that shows what happened when golfer Scottie Scheffler, trying to get inside the Valhalla Golf Club, allegedly went through a police roadblock.
We understand the seriousness of the failure to capture this interaction, which is why our officer has received corrective action.
Audio courtesy of WHAS TV. Police did show video from a street camera, but it's too far away to show exactly what happened. Scheffler, arrested on several charges, calls the incident a misunderstanding. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Arizona doctors can temporarily come to California to perform abortions for their patients under a new law signed by Governor Gavin Newsom. California's law is meant to circumvent an Arizona law that bans nearly all abortions in that state. The Arizona Supreme Court ruled that law can take effect next month. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 605 points, the Nasdaq dropping 65, the S&P 500 lower by 39 points. This is SRN News. Joe Biden has a problem with people of faith.
Real Clear Politics says its polling indicates that the president will get very few votes from religious Americans in November. Evangelical Christians are strong supporters of former President Trump, but other people of faith are also rejecting Mr. Biden. Real Clear Politics says, quote, "It's the starkest divide in the electorate, and one that political journalists rarely mention, perhaps because, as a profession, journalists are more removed from religion than the average American." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Vatican is again seeking to appease China. Leading Catholic officials are promising that the church will pose no threat to Beijing's sovereignty. They're also publicly stating that Western missionaries made errors in past centuries in their zeal to convert the Chinese. Relations have long been stymied over China's insistence on its exclusive right to name bishops as a matter of national sovereignty. The Pope recently capitulated on that point. This is SRN News. The families of Israeli hostages held by Hamas come up with another way to pressure their government. The latest from the media lines, Michael Friedson.
The pain and memory of the October 7th massacre by Hamas terrorists of more than 1,200 Israeli men, women, and young children, along with many foreign nationals, was refreshed throughout Israel as families of the hostages still held by the Iranian proxy released video footage of the capture and initial abuse of five young women taken that day. The graphic scenes were shot by the terrorists' own body cameras as the women, soldiers on lookout duty, were overrun by the marauders. Family members told media that after 229 days in captivity, they fear time for their rescue is running out, and they need to shock the nation's leadership into action. I'm Michael Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.